Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Good evening and welcome to this regular episode of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Good evening, good Mickey, what the hell are you wearing?
What are you wearing? Fuck's sake, you forgot Christmas already. Oh my God. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Niall. It's obviously not a good Christmas for you. I made the effort. Ghostbusters Christmas jumper. Woo-hoo. Where's yours?
Hold on a moment.
Did you forget?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh.
Give me a couple of seconds. Fuck, we'll be back.
Oh my God. Where's he? What is he doing? Look, even says Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Niall and Mickey. Dads, Lads, Kebabs. Yes, people, this is the Christmas episode, except Niall forgot. How can you forget? It's Christmas Eve, Niall. But what can I say? Apart from my elves are going to be very disappointed in you, Niall. Very, very disappointed. Look at my little bobble hat. Ah, oh, he's the Grinch. That's why he forgot. Oh, he's got a Grinch hoodie. They look well cool, man. I saw them in Tesco. Grinchmas. I love that. I ain't afraid of no Christmas tree.
Okay, listen, people. You're getting one or the other. You're getting the hat or you're getting the Grinch.
It is. Very must admit, it is very hot.
You're getting the hat, people. Just so you know, I did make the effort.
It's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve, people.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, we've got hats and everything.
Listen, I've got it all. We've got hats, we've got snacks, we've got presents.
Presents? Oh, yeah.
Presents?
My elves delivered presents. Ho, ho, ho.
My elf delivered stuff from another country.
Yeah, to be honest. Said it mine.
And it's not the North Pole.
No, it's the other cold place.
To be honest, yours are from like two countries that are basically that way and that way. Yeah. What do you got?
I have a very nice Bailey's hot chocolate, Christmas blend hot chocolate.
Mm. Okay.
With Bailey's. Right. I'm not driving.
So I've got...
What have you got?
This is one of my favourite Christmas pastimes. And I have it every Christmas.
Right.
This is...
Root beer.
American root beer.
Can you buy that in England?
Yeah. Selected stores. It's from an American food shop. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot going on in here. There's a lot of calories in this can. We won't... Listen... Calories don't count over Christmas is something I heard this week. So what else have you got? What have you got in your little bag of tricks?
I've got mince pies.
Oh.
Because I thought, why not? Have a little snack while we're filming, you know.
See, I got something. I got something from one of our favourite Christmas films. And basically, I watched it. Yeah, from Die Hard. And basically, I was like... I need to try it. I've never tried it before. But this is from a scene. Do you remember when they have a shootout towards the end and a guy reaches over the counter and grabs a chocolate bar and starts eating it?
Yeah.
This is that chocolate bar.
Butterfinger. Okay.
This is an American crispy, crunchy peanut butter chocolate bar.
Yeah.
How many calories has this bar got in it?
600 I'm going for.
Okay, not too bad then. Calories per serving.
Oh, take my beard off.
Serving size is one bar. There is 82 grams of sugar.
Oh, wow.
It's only 200, it says it's 250 calories, though. I don't quite believe that.
I reckon rubbish. A Snickers bar is like 500 calories. It's a little Snickers bar.
So we're going to give that a whirl in a bit. Look, oh no!
I got a neck skirt.
Look at you! I couldn't find my Christmas cardigan. So I come out with a Grinch.
I wanted one of them, you know. I saw them in Tesco and I thought, oh, they're well cool. They sold out very quickly. And I wasn't sure if they were women's or not. But yeah, that's fucking awesome, that is.
Oh, it's warm, but it's prop warm. It needs to be freezing to wear that. So, people, this is our Christmas episode. This is our Christmas episode.
It is. Ho, 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 everybody. Hope you're ready for the big day tomorrow.
Hope you're not too tired and too stressed and too, you know, you right now, if you're listening to this, you're probably prepping veg. Your veg is in a bucket of water. You've not wrapped everything. Your couple of parcels are still waiting to be delivered. You're not getting them. I'm sorry to say. You're not getting them.
Because it's Sunday.
Although I think Amazon drivers and all that, DPD, Amazon, they're delivering up until Christmas Eve.
So later on tonight, then. Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
Just look what's on the scrolling banner now. What does that say?
It says Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
That's not scrolling.
Followers on TikTok. Dads.
We are back on TikTok, people. Back on TikTok. It's been exactly a year since we both got kicked out of TikTok for whatever reason. And I managed to get back in the other day. So time to get ready for the clips, the funny bits, the not so appropriate clips that we have sometimes. But they're funny and they're all in good humour. So it's okay.
So. I didn't know that we were kicked out. I mean, I've always been able to get into our TikTok.
You fucking haven't.
Yeah, I have. Okay,
so why have you not posted anything in a year, Niall?
I didn't. Honestly, I've never...
What's this podcast called? God knows.
How much does our subscription cost?
Fuck all.
Nobody knows. Have you got a proper dangly bit?
No, I've got a bubbly bit. Like, blah, 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 blah. But mine's knitted. I saw this in Tesco. I bought it this morning. It said £9 on the tag. And when I scanned it, it come up £4. Kid's hat. And I thought, yes, it's fucking quality. So I had gone Poundland before. And I bought a £1 hat. Because I thought, I need a hat for filming this episode.
Nothing else what this is, to be honest.
Yeah, they're brilliant. But I saw this and I thought, that's quite going well on my jumper. But yeah. So good, Niall.
Should we do? I don't know what to do. Should we do presents?
Should we just do presents? Because that's, you know.
I think that's the best bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Heads or tails?
Actually, I have a penny in my pocket. I found it today.
Okay. Go.
Found it in the till at Tesco. Penny. Right. What are you going for? Heads or tails, Niall?
I will say tails never fails.
So if you get tails, you open first. Yes, he's nodding. He's on mute. Right, tails for Niall to open. Heads for me.
What is
tails.
It?
Tails.
It's tails. It's tails. So
Niall.
Here we go.
You said it was fucking this big, you liar. I knew it wouldn't be.
Okay, so it's this big. I'm not going to show you the other side, but there's definitely been no tampering. You can see it's fully sealed. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a slip. I'm going to pull it out one by one.
Before we start, this, we were given a challenge, yeah? Or we normally do Amazon, but we've obviously got Temu now and TikTok now. So we were given £20 limit to buy the silliest, best... Christmassy, whatever category we wanted, presents for each other. So I spent £20.45 on the most outrageous and weird. There are a couple of normal things in there. Gifts for Niall for Christmas. So please
let's do this.
I do apologize.
Let me make some room because I feel like I'm going to need it.
Let me just say I apologize.
Here we go. Gift number one from Nikki is...
You have to show us now. Look at it yourself.
A 2024 Cat Balls calendar. I'm slightly worried.
So it's a calendar of cat testicles. That so is a big bollocks on a cat.
Where the hell am I going to put this? You do know my wife.
Do you know what you were going to have? You were going to have a cat diarrhea calendar of cats going to poo. So what have we got now? What have we got? You got a calendar.
Yeah, that's my birthday month.
Nice ginger and white ball bag there.
this is honestly, this is beyond weird.
Let's just see some of the calendars you can get on Temu.
Okay. Now you've set the bar. I know where we're at now. This is...
Woo!
I'm afraid to pull out the next.
I think some of them are good. Oh, all right. Oh, show us. Stop hiding it.
Magic cleaning gel.
Oh, that's well...
Oh, it's for your steering wheel. All that stuff.
No, it's for your car. See, that's a good one. That's a practical one.
I like that.
Yeah, like you can put it in all the little dust bits and all the bits of skin and that in your car, and it just sucks it up. I presume you just wash it afterwards and it becomes sticky again.
It's like most things. You can wash it again and it becomes sticky again later.
Yeah,
that
so
is
that's
pretty cool.
That's a practical
one. I like
one.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Okay, gift number three.
Oh, dear.
Is some form of... I can't show you yet because it's
look at the disappointment in his face.
No, that's his choking hazard. So here we go. This is a...
Oh! That's you to dress up with.
Is this an inflatable reindeer antler game?
Yes.
It is. I've seen this.
It is an inflatable reindeer antler. It's a game, yeah. You throw like blow up hoops onto it. So you wear it and obviously they come out.
I am so going to get this out for tomorrow just to play with before dinner.
That's what I mean. I thought another practical.
I'm not going to blow it up now though because people just hear me puffed out on the channel and that'll just be a waste of filming time. I love it, honestly.
Amazing.
Oh, I love it.
Your daughter can put it on her head. You can play or she can throw the hoops at you. Yeah. Depends how drunk you get on the big day.
Next gift.
Oh, fucking my head's well up. What is that?
Oh, I can't see that. It's a beard. It's a beard shaper.
Yeah. Straightener, different sides. Yeah, because obviously your beard's looking proper, effective now.
Long.
And full. So you're going to have to trim it up a bit. It's got a comb on it as well.
Mm. God, that's cool as shit.
Oh, nice.
That is cool as well, because you just hold it there and you get a perfect
shave
line. I like that. That is fucking ace.
That's cool. Hey,
this bag is like Medusa, and I'm worried. Okay, this is the best. This is the best. This is my favourite so far. Oh, this is good.
What's he got? To forget his people.
This is a dog shitting 2023 keyring or Christmas decoration.
It's supposed to be a decoration that hangs on your tree.
It's just got a little hoop. I might have to find some string.
It might be in the bag somewhere. I don't know. And I'm sure it's... Has it not got a Christmas hat on?
No. Yeah. Oh, no. It has a shit. There's a shit dangling from its arse.
Yeah, but it says 2023, so has this year been shit for you?
No. Surprisingly
don't worry, then.
Not.
That's good. Paint it rainbow colours, it'll be fine.
All right. I've got... Okay. What the fuck? I wonder what this was given. Just the same.
You've got to put them on, now.
Are these beards?
They are beard... Balls. Jingle balls, jingle bells. There you go. You got them.
There's 500 of them.
Yeah.
I'll just, maybe from now until the end of the episode, I'll just start putting them on randomly.
Yeah, we need a photo, Niall, for the for our page of the jingle.
This little bag just keeps on going. Oh, snap. This is cool. This is cool.
What's he found? Drum roll.
It is. It's a beer bottle cap gun. That is fucking sick. Oh, I don't even want a beer, but I'm going to have a beer just so I can.
No, but you have beers, so I know that that could come in handy, I suppose. And you could play a game, you could shoot people with it. Or shoot it to the bin. And I could Oh, wow, that's quite. Fucking hell, that sounds like it hurt you.
This could be some damage. Now, here we go. There's something here, and it says.
What else we got?
Well, this is packaged separately.
Okay.
I don't. It's quite weighty.
To be fair, I can't. There's about 8 things in there, I think.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8.
Yeah. I can't remember what the last thing is.
Oh, who the fuck is this?
Ah, yes, I do. Yeah. I thought you might enjoy that.
What is this?
Because you are a man of... it's not mini table tennis.
What is it? What is that?
There should be something else with that. They are discs. You put them on your coffee, Niall. On your cup.
Oh. Is this a... Oh, it's a spooker, isn't it?
I hope so.
It's a little...
Yeah, so you put, like, chocolate sprinkles or something inside it, and you can do it, sprinkle it over your cappuccinos or your coffee or whatever.
I love cocaine. Oh my god, this is cool as shit. Okay, I'm gonna say this and this is my favourite by far, and these are the main things.
They're just for annoyance. That people always say to me, I'm gonna get you a beard balls at Christmas. So it's like,
do you think every guy with a beard though hates that? Because do you know when people buy beard lights and beard things? I bet every guy with a beard goes, just fuck off, honestly.
Probably.
Do you think I'm growing it just to look like a dickhead? No. Oh my god, Mickey, I want to say thank you very much for my gifts. These are fucking some of the randomest but funny.
I just tried to find the funniest, stupidest things I could find. Some practical bits in there as well for you. Because that squidgy stuff in your car, my car's filthy with like dead animals and stuff in mine. So that'd be really good to get all the bits up.
Next time someone comes around, I'm going to go, do you want a drink? Yeah. Do you want a coffee? Yeah. Okay. Do you want a maple leaf? A love, coffee symbols, a smiley face, a sad face, a I love you face. Oh, wait, let me go back to the start. Love it. Mickey, that is the best. I fucking love it.
I would have got you some chocolate sprinkles, but it went over budget, so, you know.
I think I only went a couple of quid over budget, but yeah. Hey, what's a couple of quid between amongst friends?
Exactly.
Mickey. It is now your time. It is your turn.
Your presents are a bit bigger than mine, so I don't know if I should be worried or that's really exciting.
Okay, so, here we go.
This is the first one. Look at the size of that. It does... It sounds like... Are we playing the guessing game? No, probably not. Oh, this is funny. Is that what I think it is?
What?
Is that one of your famous Arab scents?
Yes. This is
the scent that Niall always goes on about.
This is a clone. This is a super clone of Dior Sauvage Elixir.
Okay.
So you're going from a lot of money a bottle to this amount.
Oh, look at that. Sexy.
Oh, wait till you smell it.
It's falling apart, but we move.
Hey, listen. It goes on.
Like that?
Yeah. Look at that.
There's a hole. Oh. Shaky. That's all right, isn't it? That's really good. It's not what I expected it to smell like, to be fair. I thought it was going to smell like the desert and the sand.
Told you.
That's quite good, you know. I'm impressed.
Exactly. I'm impressed now,
and it looks posh as shit.
There you go, see?
It's like I've been to Dubai.
It's like it's where it's from. It's bottled in Dubai.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Might have some sand in after all.
You're welcome.
Give that a spray when I go to work and go, woohoo.
It's an everyday spray.
This is a big bag. Big bag.
Just wait.
Should I be
just
worried?
Just wait.
Right.
So we
have this. It feels like there's two things in here. But this is that is from your own purchase, yeah? This is from TikTok. So these two items are TikTok.
They're all from TikTok. They're all TikTok.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay. I should be worried then if it's from TikTok, because there's some weird shit on TikTok. Okay, maybe not. No, are you saying to me that I am fat and I need to lose weight?
No.
Is this a penis massager?
No, that was last year. You should still, it should
the
still
vegetable
work.
Washer.
It's got a, and listen, that's got a 12 month warranty on it, so.
Okay, fucking hell. Is that a cat bowl?
Open them up.
I'm trying. I'm confused. I really am confused by this because it's like three things in one. How does that? I really am confused.
Is there anything else in the bag?
Yeah, there's something else. Is it all is it one thing together? No?
No, all different.
Oh, they're just packed. Yeah, but this is all sealed together. Oh, fuck. So. Is this connected with the rest? No. Yeah?
No, it's all different. It's random.
So it's a smart pulse massage sticker. Was it
for the back?
You
it's for your back. It's like for your neck. So do you know when you're slouching and you're working?
Let's move this shit out of the way.
Oh God, I'm loving this. People, this doesn't make for good listening, but Mickey's opening his presents right now. And so far, he's got a massager.
I had one of these once when I couldn't walk because my legs gave way because I was really bad back. Yeah, so you have these sticky bits and they have the pulsating bits on it and you connect it to this. And you press the button, you charge it up and it goes like a TENS machine, isn't it? It sends pulses in when you're feeling your back or wherever muscular pain.
Basically, when you've been sat at a screen for too long and you're leaning forward, the back of your neck, that lump starts to grow. That's it.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Noel. I shall use that, actually, because I am a bit old now. So we have a monocular, by the looks of it.
Completely random.
Can you buy, like, a random mystery box or something?
But these are just my randoms.
Hello? Wait.
No, that was the right way. There's a lens on it, you tit.
I'm like Chris Eubank. Hello. He's a monocular.
Is it? Has it got a glowing? Has it got a green thing on it? Green sight? Oh, TikTok robbed me.
No.
Can you see out of it?
I can't see the screen. It's very close. It's just blurry. I'm sure if I look outside,
it's for when you're out. It's when you're out and about hunting, and you're out. It's a miniature. It's a captain's telescope.
Oh, nice. Thank you. And I get a little cleaning cloth.
A little cloth.
A little bag.
Oh, a little baggie as well. Look at that. Do you still have the ultrasonic torch that I bought you a couple of years ago?
I do. It's in my my cases.
Go back. You go back.
Yeah, I used that. Got that 2 years ago, didn't I?
Now these.
It's a car.
It's a car.
Do you pull it out? Is it like?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Look at that.
I think you push it from inside.
Oh. I don't know.
This is where it. Look, it's supposed to go 15 times its size. Oh. And you put it in your footwell, in your passenger seat.
Look. I do have a lot of shit in my car, to be fair. Like, cups and wrappers. There we go. Look at that. Sandwich thingy when I'm driving home at 3 in the morning. It's like an accordion.
This is it. So you put it in your footwell.
Oh look, Velcro. Yeah, stick to the bottom.
It doesn't move in the footwell.
Oh, that's fucking cool, man. I can.
And then you just throw your little bits of shit in there, and it's not all over your car then.
Oh, that's quality. Thank you, Noah.
Here we go. Oh, this is the pure resistance. This is the TikTok. This is like the famous TikTok.
The little man, the galaxy light on the ceiling.
150 galaxies you get to go through.
Oh, wow. And a remote. You know, Nebula. Yeah, yeah.
And his eyes open and he goes through the galaxies. I want a review. In fact, I want a review on how it works and how it looks once you get to do it later.
Okay.
I think you're going to have to charge it and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's well cool. Hello!
But his head opens, apparently, and then like he just projects all and the little galaxies.
Exposes it all, yeah. Oh, wow. His little finger.
Slaying it. There you go. That's how he opens them. That's how he opens the galaxies. He's a little Martian.
Hello?
Brilliant. Fucking love it.
Awesome. I do like that. That's fucking quality. Yeah.
I know, mate. I'm good.
Thank you. I think you did better than me. I tried to be immature.
Oh, no. Last but not least is the big item from the floor.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Now this is when you're out and about and you're filming and you're working and you think I've got to do some editing in the car.
Oh, it's like a tray type lap thing.
No, it's not a lap thing.
No. Oh, on your headrest.
On your steering wheel.
Oh, even better. And a cup thing.
So you can sit there, you can do some work on your steering wheel while you're out and about working, out and about filming, want to do some editing.
Oh, yes. That's cool, man.
Honestly, that thing was the grand total of 75 pence.
Was it?
Yes. Wow. 75 pence, TikTok shop. So if you want one of those people, get over to TikTok shop.
You know, you did well with all that, didn't you?
Bearing in mind, I'll be on. Yeah, so all of that, including the Martian. The Martian was £6. So including all everything, I think it was like 24.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome. See what I mean, people? You don't Merry have Christmas, to spend loads at Christmas. Merry Christmas, mate.
Thank you.
Oh. And on that note, people, it's time
thanks
to
for watching
on
this episode. See you later. Deuces, fuck off.
No. It's time to get on with this Christmas festivities.
It is.
It's not all about the presents.
No, it's not. I'm going to have a mince pie. Because why not? I'm going to have a mince pie.
I'm going to crack this and I'm going to break my jaw.
Is it chewy like fudge? Nougat? What's it called? Nougat? No. What is that stuff? Nougat, isn't it? That sounds painful. Is that honeycomb? No? ASMR now. We're going to be... People are going to be... Oh, the sound of Niall chewing. Dripping.
It's a lot of sugar. It's peanut butter.
Oh. Americans make a lot of peanut butter-based chocolate, don't they?
Why?
Like the Reese's peanut butter cup things. They're awful. I don't like them. Americans can't make chocolate.
Oh, no. What's your favourite chocolate? Like, if you had to pick a chocolate.
Bueno.
Oh.
The milk chocolate one, not the white one.
Either. Oh, I mean, I'm a sucker for a Galaxy, though. Sucker for a Galaxy. Love a Galaxy bar.
I've got a Galaxy.
I can't wait. I want a review. I want a review. And I'm going to use this on myself later. In fact, if I pour this into this, I'm sure I can have a good 20 minutes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, honestly, I am... Are you full-on busy today? I have been non-stop.
Yeah, finishing off cooking bits. I'm working tomorrow. But only till... 3 o'clock. Normally I do a double on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
First year in 10 years, I have not done a 15-hour shift on Christmas Day.
And it's last. Wait, what?
What? Who said that?
Not working at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll be happy. It's very so tiring. Tiring though, Christmas, isn't it?
It's a lot. It's a lot. But... Yeah. It's worth it. Like, don't get me wrong. I have today, so been up since 6, cleaned the house. We went out to the park, like Christmas Eve park run. Went for breakfast, come back, tidied the house. Having a party tonight.
Woo-woo.
And then tomorrow's festivities. So bear in mind, once the party's done, I've got to clean the house again.
You like cleaning us, it's fine.
Wait for Santa to arrive.
Yeah.
And then trim my beard.
Not all of it.
Put my bells on.
Yeah.
Then I've got to go outside and clean the steering wheel, because if I don't clean the steering wheel, then what am I going to do on Christmas Day? And then I'm going to spend the next 6 hours from, because I can't sleep when Santa's on his way. No. I'm going to spend the next 6 hours making Santa one of these to perfection. Just saying.
Hopefully, he enjoys it and he likes it. Yeah.
So maybe next time we go for a coffee, what I should do is bring this and a bit of chocolate powder and then just be like, when she gives it to me, I'll just be like, because we get the same lady every time making our coffees.
Yeah, we do.
I'm just gonna be like, you don't do it properly. This is how you do it. See? Not
takes
that
out his little pot of chocolate powder.
I bring it with me everywhere I go.
So what's your favourite Christmas films, Niall?
Oh, is that what we're discussing?
Give me your top five. That's... Come on. Top five.
Top five. Top five. Quick fire. Number one, Die Hard. Number two, Home Alone 2. Lost in New York.
Oh, number two.
Number three. Jack Frost. Number four, The Night Before, it's called. And number five, Krampus.
Oh, with all them silly blokes and the world's ending. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the world's not ending. He's just giving up his life because he's having children and he's no longer a youthful man anymore.
No.
He's about to have a child. He's about to become old. And he's about to spend his nights wrapping presents. Not doing drugs off prostitutes' tits.
Oh,
but hey, that's a shame. We all had to give up one day, didn't we?
Yeah.
What are your top five, Mickey?
My top five. Number one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, second that.
I forgot that. I don't know which order the rest are in, but I will give you them. Home Alone 1 has to be 1 for me. You have 2.
Let's do 1 and 2 together, just because okay, you're allowed.
The Home Alone franchise.
You're allowed.
Just the 2 of them. Yeah.
Just the 2. You nearly slipped then. You nearly slipped.
I know. Nearly. Just the 2.
We nearly lost listeners over that.
Yeah. There is... I think Elf has got to be in there. Elf is definitely there. Die Hard is a Christmas film in my eyes. We used to watch it every Christmas Eve, didn't we, Noel, when we worked together? Whether it gets into my top five, I don't know, because there's lots of other Christmas films. The Christmas Chronicles, the Netflix show.
You're on thin ice, mate. You're on thin ice.
It's brilliant. I'll watch that today. There's Surviving Christmas, Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way from back in the day. Not so. I don't really watch it anymore, but it is a good film. Teaches people, kids, a good lesson about earning your gifts rather than just I want. Four Christmases is a good film as well.
Oh, that's a good one.
I watched that yesterday. I watched 2 yesterday.
I watched a couple this weekend. Just gone.
Prime is really good. Amazon Prime is good for Christmas films. Hasn't nowhere's got Elf though. You have to buy Elf on Prime. Unfortunately,
and this
but I've got it on
is going to be our next discussion. This is going to be our next discussion. So, okay. Streaming services piss me off when it comes to Christmas films. Why does each streaming service they put one or two on there, just one or two good ones, and the rest of them are Hallmark Christmas specials?
Yeah, but you have no idea what it's about. But I've watched 2. Remember, a few weeks ago, I said I watched 2 of them. By mistake, didn't really think they were Christmas film, but it's quite good. Some of them, they're like cheesy American.
Love those. Films, yeah. Love a Hallmark Christmas movie. However, streaming services will give you Home Alone 1 and...
4.
I don't know. Yeah, no. Home Alone 1 and, I don't know, Scrooged with Bill Murray. And then it'll be the rest of it will be shit.
The Muppets Christmas Carol, which is... I hate that film.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus has all the films on. Forgot about them.
Not all the films, though. All the films. No.
So between Netflix, Prime and Disney, you're pretty much sort of covered for most of the famous Christmas films, I think.
And if you're not covered, it's going to cost you probably about the grand total of about £30 to access all those movies.
All the other films that you're missing on Prime, yeah.
Because me and my missus watched The Holiday the other night.
Shit. Forgot about The Holiday. Holiday is an amazing film. Yeah, that's in there as well. I can't do just 5, Niall. Fuck's sake.
I can't.
Can't just do 5. There is
too many. My missus has to be in a mood. Not that mood. But she has to be in a mood to watch a Christmas film.
Yeah, Christmas
mood. Sometimes she will.
Christmas mood.
No. Sometimes she's not. Sometimes she's like, nope. She's not really a film person. She's not a filmy.
Is she a series box set?
No, she's more of a married at first sight sort of person. Do you know what I mean? She's reality TV.
Reality. Whereas, okay, fair enough.
Honestly, if you're not a filmy, I reckon that's grounds for divorce. But you know, we'll talk about that in the new year.
New Year's episode could be interesting.
So Mickey's got a new name, everybody. He's called Willie. We're not gonna tell you why just yet. But his new name is Willie.
Willie. You want to see my Willie?
We're not going to tell you why, people. But his new name is Willie. And he's also recently purchased a shovel. If you can guess the 2, get back to us. If you can't, well, you're on your own. Because we're not going to tell you just yet. But all I'm going to say is on this little note is that congratulations are in order. Because Mickey's done it. That's all I'm going to say on that one. He's done it. Da, da, da. It was a big moment. Do you feel Let's just know. Do you know what? I'm not going to ask any more questions. Let's just wait until we can talk about that. And then we'll tell you all.
New year. New year, new me.
Because, Mickey, like Mickey said, it's up to me.
It's up to me. Yeah.
But, what, yeah, so...
What is your worst thing about Christmas that you could get rid of instantly, like Thanos? Click of your finger. You should get rid of this one thing at Christmas.
Slade.
It's Christmas!
Yeah, that. Well, I wish it could be... Yeah, Slade. Okay. Right, here's my thing that I'd get rid of. Okay. That Slade song, right, for starters, that's got to go. The plastic streamers that that council houses I grew up with, so I'm not dissing people, I grew up with the plastic streamers going from corner to corner and the dangly bit in the middle that spins around. Get rid of them. They should have never been a thing. You don't realise how mentally scarred I'm still in therapy for those plastic streamers,
foil,
that go across
foil ones.
The foil ones.
Yeah.
I'm still in therapy for that.
When I lived at home before I moved out, I still had them up from 2002. The same ones.
No. What? I fucking love it.
Obviously, I put them back up every year. Fucking I love them.
No. Yes. Good.
Okay, carry on.
What else would I get rid of? I would get rid of the perception. Even though I do it, I would get rid of the perception that all dads on Christmas Day stand there with a bin bag. Not all
putting
dads
rubbish
do.
In.
I mean, I do. I am literally stood there with a bag going, in the bin! Get it in the bin!
Oh, well, I like ripping the paper up and just lobbing it. I'm in a big pile on the floor. Do you get on the floor when you open presents? Or do you sit down like around a table?
You get down low. You've got to get down low.
It's normally in the, where the tree is around the on the floor. You have to sit on the floor. You can't sit on a chair.
Although my mum used to go, she used to come down, go down before us. She'd always have to have a brew, a tea, for you softness. She'd always have to have a tea before we went down.
Before you ruined the day.
And then she'd open the living room door and go, he's not been. Come on, back to bed. He's not been. At that point, my mother gets stampeded by the lot of us. You know, she's on the floor. For me, growing up, Christmas, the build-up to Christmas, I've always said this, I say it time and time again, the build-up for Christmas of what me and my brothers would do, and that was the best bit. I remember the nights that we couldn't sleep. We couldn't sleep. I mean, my brothers would discuss with each other, go, have you had any sleep at all? I'm like, no, I've had none. And then we'd watch film after film after film. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, we'd watch about 4 or 5 Christmas movies just to get to 7 o'clock. My mum was like, it's all right to go down. Whereas now, my little sproglet thinks it's fine to go up at 5 and we have to do it. I think that's the difference. Although my offspring is happy with anything. You get a pens.
That's good.
Colouring.
Empty box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, younger kids love an empty box.
Yeah. See, what I used to do with my kids, I used to put, when they'd gone to sleep, I would do like a stocking each and put it on their doors. Hang it on their door so they could open that and then they would open presents later. So like, I don't know, 8 o'clock, something like that, 8 or 9 o'clock. So I'd normally get up early, go put the turkey on at 12, like 7 o'clock, 7, 6:30, put it in the oven. And then kids would slowly start waking up. So then they'd come down, but obviously they'd have their stockings. Do you know what? I used to buy, you know, the Tesco little sweets you buy, you can get like 3 for £1, like strawberry laces, like spaceships, all that crap. Little lint reindeers and Brussels sprout chocolate balls, all that sort of crap. They used to cost like 40 quid for 3 of them. It's amazing how quickly they add up. And it was only to fill like a little stocking like this. But that, about, I don't know, 8 inches tall. So it wasn't a lot. But
it's crazy, isn't it?
That was like 2 years ago last time I did that.
I love it all. Don't get me, I love it all from Christmas Eve morning all the way through. We have 3 days worth of jam packed, no time to stop. You do not breathe. You just eat. You eat and you open presents. I do love that part. But however, I love the part where everybody's together. Everybody's all in one room. Love it. I get to see all my family. I get to see all my wife's family. And they've become family to me now. So seeing them all, like I haven't seen them for ages. It's just, I love it. Love all of it. But it's not a great time of year for everybody. And that's one thing as I get older, I listen to. I'm very fortunate to have many happier Christmases. However, I know
not everybody
Christmases for everybody is not a thing. Some people literally just want to go to sleep for a few days and get through it.
Yeah, they can't wait for it to be over.
I mean, the money you have to spend, like that, I've noticed that a lot of people spend at Christmas is crazy.
See, that leads me on to my worst thing about Christmas is, especially nowadays, the obsession with need or wants. I want all these presents. I want all these gifts. Like you say, you got people that haven't got the money to pay for it, that are putting themselves into debt because their kids want this, or they feel they have to do it because it's what you sort of do. And you see people struggling and stressing in shopping centres. And yeah, it's just something I would get rid of. I think being an only child, you'd probably think that I'm like that. Not really at all. Like a nice card from someone that I love is better than a present, really, if they write something nice in it, you know, because it shows that they're Niles being a dick. He's putting his balls on his face. You're gonna have to watch a YouTube video. You've got to watch a YouTube episode of this anyway, people, to see all the presents that we got. Obviously, download it first and then come on to YouTube.
Come off. Right. They come out of your hair. Look, even if you clip it right in there.
That's good, Niall. It means it's not going to rip your hair out your face.
Love it. No, it isn't. It isn't about that, like, that over-consumerism. You know,
no.
you bought your kid a phone last year. Doesn't mean you have to buy him another one this year.
No.
Even because they ask you for it. Like, you're not upsetting your child. I 100% agree with you. Do not buy your children. You don't buy them because they've got to learn.
Buy their affection, their emotions. No, don't do that.
I get it. Like every parent is. I just love the look on their faces. I do. Yeah. I'm guilty of it.
I agree with that.
You know, my daughter's asked for a couple of particular things. I'm going to do my best to make it happen. I can't make all of it happen, but I'm going to do my best to make whatever I can happen.
Yeah.
But it's such a time of, like, seeing family, appreciating what you've got, seeing family members that they might be there this year and not there the next year, you know?
Exactly. We learned that during lockdown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful of the people you have in your circle.
Christmas lockdown, man. That was a funny old time, wasn't it?
Yeah. You can only have four people in your house. You can't have five. So fuck off.
I thought you said 15, not five.
Sorry, I got the cheese party going on.
People stopped caring, didn't they, at that point? People are like, you're not telling me what to do at Christmas. I'm sorry. You're not telling me.
A lot of people didn't listen during the summer for barbecues and that, let alone Christmas with your family. As if the police are going to be out there checking households. How many cars you got in your garden? You know, they are not going to do that.
But it was that was a funny old Christmas. But that's in our lifetime that we went through a Christmas that was very out of the ordinary.
Under control.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, hopefully no one else has to deal with that. In our future generations for a long time. but you never know. It seems to be every 100 years something happens like this. And, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
What's your favourite Christmas songs, Noel?
Oh, God. Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea.
Chris Rea, yeah. Good choice.
Christmas number one, The Pogues, featuring Kirsty MacColl. Yeah. If somebody tells me how she died one more time, that's my wife's go-to joke.
How did she
it's
die?
It's not a joke. Oh, don't ask. Like, you don't know. Don't bullshit.
No, honestly, I don't know. I know Shane McGowan died last week, 2 weeks ago, and his funeral
are you lying to me? Like, you don't know how she died?
No, I swear on my children's lives, I have no idea how she died. Well, I don't remember anyway. Honestly,
She fell off the back of her own speedboat and decapitated herself.
That can't be true.
That's very true. You've got your phone. Google the shit.
Okay, moving on. Carry on with the song.
Honestly, it's in every Christmas quiz. How did Kirsty MacColl die? She killed herself with her own speedboat. Decapitate herself.
I shouldn't laugh, but that's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I feel like an owl. Fucking owl.
I know. That sombers the mood, don't it?
It does, a bit. I like the old songs like Nat King Cole's, you know, like Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Yeah, all Frank Sinatra Christmas.
Nipping at your nose.
All Frank Sinatra Christmas songs.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Lonely This Christmas by Elvis, for sure.
Oh, I know the Mud version. Okay.
It's going to be lonely this Christmas without you.
They always sing it first then, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm not an Elvis fan, so.
Am I? Fuck me. What do you think I do? Go Graceland every fucking weekend?
You got them pink suede shoes, so yeah.
I haven't. I've got my fancy slippers there, actually.
Honky tonk guitar.
As always. Yeah. Oh, God. So many fucking songs. So many songs I like. So many songs I don't like.
There are songs that play on the radio, and eventually you're like, oh, I like that song. You know?
And it just gets stuck. It's
difficult to make a new Christmas song. I mean, you've had, in the last 20 years, you've probably had 3 or 4. Like the Kelly Clarkson song that I couldn't tell you what it is, but you know it if you hear it. It's always played. Leona Lewis one, the Britney one.
Mariah Carey.
Okay, Mariah Carey, obviously, as annoying as it is probably in the top 2 or 3 ever.
Do you think every Christmas she's like, getting a bit skint, come January?
come December. It's reported that she gets around $6.8 million per year for that song in royalties.
Saying that, Macaulay Culkin must get a lot for Home Alone every year.
However, streaming services, probably, yeah.
Do you think
he sorted that out in his contract when he was like 8 years old? I don't think he knew how big it would have got.
I don't know. The problem is with Home Alone is I think it's, and I don't want to say it, but I think we are the last
generation
that appreciate it.
Well, you because will be, because I'm a different generation to you.
I'll never stop watching it. Never stop.
And
there's so many films that I want my daughter to watch when she's older, and I don't know if she'll feel the same way that I did.
I had a plan when my kids were born that every Christmas Eve, when they were little, they would watch The Snowman with me because it's only like 20 minutes long. That was a tradition I wanted to start. I think I did it first year and then it didn't happen after that for whatever reason.
Ours was The Polar Express. We watched it every year.
Yes, The Polar Express. I love that film as well. I used to watch that with my oldest son. Yeah, every year.
It doesn't matter how old you are, though, for a Christmas movie. It doesn't matter how old you are.
When all my kids lived at home, like when they were still quite mid-teens and that, we'd still watch all the Christmas films. We'd put the decorations up in the house and we'd have Christmas films on the telly. While some people play music, I prefer films to music, really. So I would put films on because I'm in charge. So, you know.
It's up to me. It's up to me.
It's up to me. I'm in charge, yeah.
Listen, I've got a shovel now, and it's up to me. but yeah, like from the film, Nigella Lawson, essential.
Yeah, I have my Christmas meal when I do one. Dirty boy, it's Jamie Oliver's Christmas DVD. I've had that.
Where's Mickey gone? Where's Mickey gone? He's gone.
Well, he's blind.
He's back. He disappeared.
What?
I don't know.
What, on your screen. Oh, yeah. It's a Christmas miracle, people. It's a Christmas miracle. Every time the bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Where's that from?
Elf.
No, Wonderful Life. No, come on. Clarence the Angel.
Oh, I love A Wonderful Life. Is that where...
The little girl at the end, when the... is it James Stewart, isn't it? Back in the day, like the black and white 40s film. Yeah.
That's where
He wants to kill himself. He's on the bridge. No.
But that's where the gym floor opens and they all fall in the pool, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Don't remember that.
They go to a college dance at the start. They go to like a college ball at the start of the film.
Oh, I couldn't tell. I only know the highlights. I've not seen it for many, many years. So if any of you people listening can validate Niall's story.
You're talking about American ones. Let's talk about, you know, British ones. Like Come on to Christmas, like the original Oliver Twist.
Ugh, or not in my
The Railway Children.
Oh, depressing. Where's my razors? Fucking hell.
Good night, Mr. Tom.
Oh, fuck hell. You see what's at school.
Oh, God. And then call the midwife.
I've seen that. That's not a Christmas film.
Oh, yeah, they do a Christmas special every year.
That's not Only Fools and Horses Christmas, not film, is it?
It's not film, no. I'm talking about TV now. Because that was another big thing in our family at Christmas. For some random reason, other time of the year, there was a TV guide kicking around. Nobody knows why.
Christmas Radio Times, and you used to go through it all and highlight all the shows you wanted to watch or tape. Yeah. I used to do that. Get the video recorder out. Get all your blank tapes that you put in there and record. That used to be fucking... I love that.
Leather cases. Library cases.
Yeah. For the posh videos.
The posh videos. That's what we're calling it, is it? Yeah. The Radio Times, for some reason. No one ever bought newspapers.
My mum's got one downstairs.
Buy one. I might buy one now, just for the sake of it. Just to be like, it's a Radio Times.
Take a photo with it for the memes.
For the memes. You're such a dickhead. So, yeah.
So what's been your favourite ever Christmas present, now that you can remember?
Electric guitar. I remember that. That was a teary moment for me about that.
Yeah.
Skateboards, every skateboard I think I just loved, because that was the skateboard for me, like off my mum, that was like an investment for the whole year, because I'd be on it all the time. That was a thing. That's all I did. As you get older, I kind of realized that the funny things are the best, or the practical things. Like me and my wife, we gave each other a practical gift. Last year, she got me a cordless iron last year. I fucking love it. I don't know why. I love it. Year before that, I think she got something for the kitchen. But I like practical gifts because I'm going to get use out of it. Oh, she bought me a window vac, Karcher window vac. Fucking love it.
Or for your car or just the house? Or was it both?
House windows. House, anything.
Any windows.
Just do that. Cool. Yeah. And then no streaks, no mess. Just sucks the water up. You're good to go.
Okay, now. Mine was back in 93 when I was at my upper school and I got a Super Nintendo with Mario Kart that I wasn't expecting. Didn't know anything, I was getting one. And I opened it and I was so fucking happy. And I played that for like 2 or 3 days straight, only stopping to sleep and eat. And I remember even my nan and granddad were playing with me on that in Christmas Day evening.
Just they're no longer with us.
Yeah, so that's a nice, that's one of the few memories I have of them still to this day, playing that on Christmas Day with my nan and
that's good.
Playing Mario Kart. But it's really nice.
That's good.
Yeah. So if you could go anywhere for Christmas, where would it be? Doesn't matter the cost, the location, weather. Where would you go?
The Plaza Hotel in New York.
That's a good one. And why is that?
Just because I've heard they've got really nice toilets.
And they take gum as tips. And yes. Their room surface is brilliant.
I'd go there, hands down. Love to go there. That'd be my dream Christmas thing, to go there, 100%. What about you?
See, that's better than mine. I was thinking like maybe a wintry log cabin in the snow with the people that I love. Nice Christmas tree, you know, nice lights and hot chocolates with Baileys and presents and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I'm very homely based in my way of
thinking. Do you want to come to the Plaza Hotel, mate? You can if you want. Just
yes, please. Yes, please. I'll go look for Kevin, although he's probably older than me. So
no, he's only 34. Oh,
he looks old. He got his star the other day, didn't he? His Hollywood star. Yeah.
They just brought out a trailer as well for the new one.
Home Alone again?
The Revenge. Home Alone, The Revenge, yeah.
Have they? What, number 5?
With all of them in it.
No, they haven't. You're lying.
Have a look.
You're lying.
Oh, mate, I love this comb.
Fucking hell.
This comb's boss. Love it.
What is your most tiring part of Christmas that you could do without, but get to the end goal?
Washing up.
After the Christmas dinner. Yeah, because everyone just dumps a plate and they're too. Oh, I'm too full. I can't move. And you look at it and you can't stand it because it's messy. You're like me. You need to clear up as you go along. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just look. A little tip for the general public out there. If you are kindly enough to be invited to somebody's house over Christmas and you've ate their food, drank their drink, used their facilities, put your hand in that fucking washing up bowl and get fucking doing it. Leave their house spotless. Because if there's 10 of you, it'll take you 20 minutes rather than taking that poor bastard fucking 2 hours. Just fucking, I hate people. I've got so many family members that do that. Just sit there.
Yeah.
Fucking don't do fuck all. And then they leave. See, and they leave your house shithole.
When you're round the table, for me, I finish my food, I get up and I wash up. If it's not my house. Yeah. But other people, like you say, they just leave it. Oh, I can't be bothered to get up. They'll just sit at the table and not move. Whereas I can't do that. I have to tidy up.
I can't sit there and do nothing.
Yeah. And then I go around collecting everyone's plates and then I rinse them because they obviously ain't not fucking finished everything because they're. I hate people that don't finish the food. So, no, you asked for that. You fucking eat it. I could have eaten that tomorrow. you took food out my mouth.
Do you pre-dish or do you self-serve, like, round the table? You can just help yourself to everything.
Well, when I did the whole big family thing a couple of years ago, I would be cooking all the food and I'd buy the platters. So when all the food was out, put them on these big silver platters and then cover them up with like foil, tea towels, keep it as
foil them up.
Yeah, as hot as possible. I also had one of those 3 heated food things. They're nice. Not that expensive. Yeah, I used to put all the veg in there because obviously veg goes cold quick. So yeah, we used to have all that laid out. It's about 15 different parts of the meal all laid out. And you say, right, come and get your food now. So everyone come up because our kitchen, we had like a big thing on it. And you just go around one by one, getting your bits. A bit like Mandarin Buffet. So,
Help yourself. That's how, yeah, you should never pre-dish. Help yourself.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If they don't eat the food, like half of it on for luck now, it's like, no, you are fucking eating that.
Do you do one meat or do you do multiple, though?
In the end, it just used to be one, just a turkey. But in the past, I do gammon as well. But normally I have that like Boxing Day or onwards, like the next day.
Oh, the Boxing Day gammon.
Yeah.
The Boxing Day gammon.
Oh, I remember going to work for a week after Christmas and having Christmas dinner every day because I had that much left. How much turkey and pigs in blankets and cauliflower cheese and Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes and cranberry sauce and mayo can you take every day? You know, it's like in the end, it's like, I just want to eat normal food again because I'm fed up of
poo. You are supposed to leave the mayo out.
The mayo
is not essential.
I used to annoy Niall when we worked Christmas Day together.
Honestly.
I used to put mayo on his Christmas dinner he made.
if you put mayo on a Christmas dinner, you should be on some form of register. Just saying. Because that is fucking dodgy. You can't put mayo on your Christmas dinner. Otherwise, honestly, you're a cunt if you do.
To be fair, I don't do it as much anymore. But
you've grown up.
Yeah, but if no one's looking, then it gets a little squeeze.
Oof. That sounds foul. All these little memories, whatever tomorrow brings you, just all the next few days, all the new year, just enjoy it. Each moment, enjoy it. Don't think too serious about it. If you burn something, it's fine. They're going to fucking eat it anyway if they're that hungry. Don't worry about it. I just want everyone just to come through the other side of this and go, because I feel this year, I feel that people are so much trying to bring the spirit of Christmas back.
Yeah.
I feel like it's bigger this year than it has been for a few years.
They're rebelling against the world and trying to make it the best they can.
Stick it to the man. That's what I mean. Me and Mickey have spent 20-something pounds on each other.
And we're fucking happy.
And I've got bells for life, look.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the ones that don't jingle. I'm gonna have to take this off because my head is boiling.
My back of my neck, because I've shaved my head this morning, is dripping with sweat. My radiator's on, my window's open. It is fucking hot in this jumper. Knitted Christmas jumpers. They are very good to look at. Not the most comfortable. This is quite big though.
Not the most practical.
No, they make you sweat so much.
So bad. Well, on that note, people,
yay!
Thanks for joining us on the Dads, Lads and Kebabs Christmas special. We hope you've enjoyed it just as much as we have. I'm going to finish this. I'm more than likely going to need a shit. Mickey is going to have 4 mince pies now and put his projector up.
I'm going to spray myself and have a good sniff.
Just saying, I want proof of the projector and how good it is.
Yes, I will do a little video. I'll put it on our Instagram and TikTok because it's a TikTok product. I can sort of do it. Noah's going to go to the dentist in the new year for some new teeth. But I'd just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Subscribe to all of our platforms and all the shizzle. And yeah, keep liking. Thank you so much for downloads. You're smashing it every week, over 100 every week. Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week for the new year.
See you next year for the new year. Deuces. Fuck off.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean and all other podcast platforms.